And we shall behold him.
要明
圣诞快乐.
Merry Christmas.
You know, Christmas is just an amazing time of year. It is so festive.
圣诞节是每年最好的日子，有很多很多的不同的活动，而且我们有这种圣诞节的气氛。
Yeah, everything is decorative. We see things like Christmas lights.
大家都一起来装饰自己的房子，我们看到很多的圣诞的灯在我们的社区里面。
And sometimes these Christmas lights remind us of stars in the sky.
有时候这些圣诞的灯提醒我像天上的星星一样。
And so today in our Bible passage, we will be discussing
今天在这个圣经这一节里面，我们会讨论到
the story of the Magi or wise men on their Christmas journey.
博士们或者是这些王们去在圣诞节的时候去参见耶稣基督。They
saw a star in the sky.
他们看见天上有一盏明星。Now
maybe it was an interplanetary alignment like the Mayans.
也有可能是像玛雅日历里面所讲的这些 行星们汇聚这个现象。
I don't know. They said the world was supposed to end last week, but I guess it didn't happen.
我不知道，据他们说，上一周21号世界会末日会到，但是我们现在还是存留在这儿。Anyway,
the Bible says they saw this new king star in the sky.
在圣经里面提到，这些博士们看到在天上有这一颗明亮的大君王的这颗星。A
baby was being born.
有一个婴儿诞生了。
But it was unlike any other baby in history.
And
they knew something special was happening. So they had to go and see for themselves. You know, maybe it's like my neighbor. I have a neighbor, and recently they said, "Oh, Craig and Janet, you have to go with me to see something special."
And Craig and Janet, 他们有一个邻居，有一天对他们说，哎，你们要跟我来看一些特别的事。
And it was the singing Christmas trees down at First Baptist of Orlando.
在奥兰多 First Baptist Church 有一个圣诞节的树自己会唱歌。
And so when something special happens, you just have to go see for yourself.
如果有些特别的事情发生，你必须要亲眼去看。
But here's what I want you to get out of the message today.
但是今天我想从大家从这个信息里面得到这一点。
The story of the wise men and their Christmas journey is also our story.
那些博士们
God takes each of us on a Christmas journey through life if we are willing to have faith, accept Him, and take the risk.
如果我们有凭着信心去接受我们的上帝，我们的耶稣基督，愿意承担这个风险，神会带领我们经过一个圣诞的旅程，在我们一生当中。
You see, these wise men were not God's people. They were not Jews.
这些博士，他们不是犹太人，所以他们不是上帝的选民。
But God was willing to make them His people as well.
但是神愿意把他们变成他的子民。
They stepped out on faith.
他们凭着信心。
We have to step out on faith.
我们也应该凭着我们的信心。
They overcame challenges so that peace and goodwill could come to men.
我们应该 凭着我们的信心去克服各种各样的挑战，这样平安和祝福就会临到我们身上。We
also have to overcome challenges in life so peace and goodwill could come to men.
就像那些博士们一样，我们也同样可以征服我们的挑战，凭着我们的信心，凭着我们的愿意去征服这样的挑战，这样上帝的平安和祝福也会降临到我们身上。
And finally, they were part of something special, much larger and greater than themselves.
对于这些博士来说，他们所经历的其实仅仅是比他们本身要伟大很多的这件事情。
And as Christians, we can also be part of something much greater than ourselves, not just at Christmas time, but for all time.
作为基督徒，不仅仅是在圣诞节，在我们整个一生，我们同样会经历超过我们自己。
Now, for the wise men, and also for us, this star that they saw in this moment of history would be the beginning of a new calendar.
对于博士们, 同样对于我们，当我们看见这颗星星的时候，对于我们来说，就像是我们一个新的纪元的展开。
God was going to do something new.
上帝会做一些奇妙新的事情。
Like the Mayans, right? It's the beginning of their new calendar now.
就像玛雅人的日历，这是他们一个新纪元的开始。
And it would be a time when God would change the world forever.
最终上帝会完全的更新这个世界。
So we're going to read this Bible story, and then we're going to learn more after we pray.
我们先读这一段经节，然后我们会继续的思考这件事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for another Christmas season.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们如此的感谢你给我们另外一个圣诞节的节气。
We pray you open our minds and hearts to what you have to say.
让我们打开我们的心，打开我们的眼睛，看到你要跟我们所说的话。
Help us to understand the story about the baby Jesus a little bit differently than we have before.
帮助我们去重新用另外一个眼光。另外一种想法来看我们的耶稣基督这个婴孩。
So perhaps we can share this story with love in a different way with someone else.
这样我们可以和别人一起因着爱和别人来分享这么一个故事。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Okay, now you're all going to need a Bible this morning, so I hope you'll get a Bible from the pew or borrow and share your neighbor's Bible, but everyone needs a Bible this morning.
今天我们每个人都应该有一本圣经可以来读。
We're going to be starting off in Matthew chapter 2.
我们先一起来看马太福音第二章。
And it's also up there on the screen for your convenience as well.
在幻灯上也打出来了。
So let us all stand up. We're going to read the first six verses in Chinese, or you're going to read the first six verses in Chinese.
我们先读前面的六节，用中文来念。
And then the next six verses will be read in English.
后面的我们用英文来念。
Let's begin in Chinese.
我们先来念第七章的时候，耶稣在犹太人的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？”我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在诸城中并不是最小的。”因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列的民。
Now let's read the next six verses in English. Then
Herod
called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me.So that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him.Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Okay. So...One of the things I'm so happy about was in the song today, they didn't say the three kings, they said the three wise men.
我今天很高兴听到在歌里唱的没有说是三个王，而是说三位博士。
But we really don't know how many of them there were.
其实我们也不知道到底是三个还是更多，我们不知道确切的数字。
The Bible just calls them magi, which sometimes means astronomers or wise men or people like scientists.
在圣经里面叫做 Magi， 这是一个总称，对于那些科学家或者是有知识的人、有地位的人的总称。
Now these Magi or three kings, as they are sometimes referred to, they followed this star in the sky, right?
这些博士或者是王看到天上的星， 就跟随这个心。
But what the Bible doesn't tell us is that this journey took almost 2 years.
但是圣经上没有告诉我们说，其实这个旅程，花了他们快两年的时间。
Now, why would you do this for someone you don't know?
为什么你愿意为一个你不认识的人花两年时间在旅途上呢？
We find sometimes people will leave their homes to go out and fight wars, right, for 2 years. They'll go to Iraq or Afghanistan.
我们在这边有时候看到士兵离家两年去到伊拉克去打仗。
I've talked to some of you, and sometimes there are people who take jobs in China as professors for 1 or 2 years.
我们当中也有一些教授们去中国去教书一到两年。
So it has to be something really important.
让我们离家这么长时间的这件事一定是非常重要的。
And back in those days, it was very dangerous. The wise men had to take a risk for this Christmas journey.
在古时候去旅行其实也是很危险的事情，所以这些博士们也是要冒险去如果去旅行去参拜耶稣基督。
So the real question for the kings or these wise men was what made this baby different?
所以关键的问题对于这些博士来说，为什么这个新生的婴儿是这么特殊呢？
Now that's what King Herod wanted to know too.
同样希律王也想知道这件事情。
He is shocked.
他非常的震惊。
And he's probably thinking to himself, well, gee, when I was born, no wise men came to see me.
他会想，hey, 当我生下来的时候，没有这些博士来参拜我。
However, now King Herod has an advantage over the wise men.
但是呢，这个所以这个希律王就跟这些博士们说。
Because he knows the Jewish Bible.
他比博士们更懂得一些，因为他知道犹太人的旧约。
And he knows what the Bible has to say if this is the child and the king.
在犹太人的旧约里面经常提到这一个唯一的一个小孩，一个唯一的君王。
In Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 through 6 we read,
在以赛亚书第九章第二节到第六节我们读到
For to us a child is born.
因为有婴孩为我们而生。
To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
So Herod has a right to be afraid.
所以这个 Herod 这个王希律王很有理由去担心这件事情。
He's thinking to himself, I am the only king.
他对他自己说他我自己才是一个真正的王。
And anybody who doesn't like it, I'll kill them.
如果大家别人不承认的话我就会把他杀掉。
He was ruthless.
他是非常残暴的一位君王。
He had already killed his wife and his two sons.
他已经把他的太太和两个儿子已经杀掉了。
And so, what's the big deal in killing one more baby?
所以再杀一个婴儿并不是大不了的事情。
Or even 100 babies.
甚至是100个婴儿。
He was not going to let Jesus live.
他是不会让耶稣活下去的。
Especially after they mention in verse 6 a ruler who would shepherd his people.
特别是在第六章第六节说到有一个人会统治他的民众。
As far as he's concerned, the people do what I say because I'm king.
希律王只是关心别人一定要遵从我的命令，因为我是君王。
So he tries to find out exactly, secretly now, where the baby will be born.And also when the baby was born.
所以他私下里偷偷地想知道到底是在哪儿什么时候这个孩子降生的。
And then of course his chief priests and the teachers of law, they tell him Bethlehem.
所以他的祭司和那些民间的文士就对他说当然是在伯利恒。
Bethlehem is like a suburb of Jerusalem, just like Castleberry is a suburb of Orlando.
伯利恒就像是耶路撒冷的郊区，就像我们这儿 Casper 就像是奥兰多的郊区一样。
So he says, find the child, and I will go and worship him too.
所以他对那些博士说，去找到那个婴儿，我也去敬拜他。
And so they're pretty happy with this news.
所以这些博士是很喜欢听见这样的消息。
But the wise men are probably a little bit puzzled too.
所以这个博士们同样也会有一点疑问。
You see, they originally came to Herod because they figured he's king. He's going to know where the new king is.
因为他们这些博士首先就到希律王面前，因为知道希律王是王，所以他这个王一定知道这个新生王是谁。
But they go on their way.
但是他们自己去寻找他们的王。
You know, this part of the story is very similar to what happens in our lives.
这个部分的故事其实跟我们日常的生活其实很相像。
Because what God does with each one of us who comes to know Him is He gives us a vision of the future.
当我们来到上帝的面前，信靠上帝以后，上帝会给我们人生计划的一个意向。
Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
耶稣说，我来是为了给你们生命，而且你们得生命得得更丰盛。
But he doesn't tell you that there will be times when life won't be so abundant.
但是他没有告诉你，就是说在没有特别的说，也没有提醒我们在我们某一段时期生活并不是那么的丰盛。
He doesn't tell you that there are going to be challenges like the wise men are going to have to face now.
他没有特别的提醒我们，也没有特别的指示我们什么时候我们会有生活的挑战。
There may be illness, there may be job losses, there may be deception like what's going on now, even the loss of loved ones, and sometimes people may even threaten your lives. But if you are faithful, like the wise men, you will complete the journey.
我们在生活当中有各种各样的挑战，我们会生病，我们会丢掉工作，我们会被骗，我们会失去我们的亲人。但是如果我们有着信心，愿意去接受这些挑战的时候，神一直会带领我们，在我们一生当中带领我们。
You remember the song we sang earlier? Trust and obey.
还记得我们在奉献时候唱的歌吗？信靠顺服。
There's no other way, but it means you have to take a risk.
没有其他的道路，这些意味着我们自己必须是接受这样的挑战。
And when you take that risk, God helps us complete the journey.
如果我们愿意的话，神会带领我们完成整个的这一段旅程。
And finally, looking at verses 9 and 10, the wise men complete the journey.
我们看到第九节和第十节的时候，看到这些三个博士完成了他们的旅程。
And after 2 years, how do you think they feel?
如果他们在路上走了两年以后，我们想想他们是怎样的感觉。
They're overjoyed.
他们是非常非常的高兴。
You know, I can't even imagine taking a journey like this.
我自己都不敢想象我如何在路上走两年。
You know, when I'm on a plane and I'm traveling to China, it takes 14 hours, and I just think to myself, I am worn out.
当我去中国的时候，在飞机上待14个小时，我都已经很疲劳了。
And so when I arrive, I'm overjoyed.
所以当我到了中国的时候，我就非常的高兴。
And during Thanksgiving time, my wife and my kids and I, we went up to Washington, D.C. from Orlando. The journey took about 14 hours.
当我们开车感恩节和我的家人去 D.C. 的时候，在路上要开14个小时。
And you know, we were overjoyed when we got there.
当我们到了目的地的时候，我们当然非常的高兴。
And it was like, Mom and Dad, oh, it's so good to see you, but I am so glad the trip is over.
他说：“爸爸妈妈，很高兴见到你，但我更高兴的是我们的旅程完成了。”
And that is what also happens with the Christian life. When you first meet Jesus, you are overjoyed.
所以，当我们作为基督徒，当我们第一次碰见耶稣基督的时候，接受他的时候，我们会非常非常的高兴。
Okay, except for those of you who became Christians as kids or as children, imagine how you felt. The journey was finally over. You found the meaning of life.
除了那些孩子们还很小，当我们这些成年人，当我们用了我们差不多上半生去找耶稣基督的时候，当我们最后发现他的时候，接受他的时候，我们心里是如何的高兴。
And it's interesting. The wise men are giving Jesus a gift.But when you become a Christian, God gives you a gift.
很有趣的是，当这些博士们看到耶稣基督的时候，给耶稣基督礼物。但是当我们碰见神的时候，神给我们礼物。
He gives you a new spirit and a new heart.
他给了我们一个新的心和给了我们圣灵。
And the Bible says any person in Christ is a new creation.
圣经上说，在基督里都是新造的人。
But the question is, when you meet Jesus, what do you give him?
但是问题是，当我们看到耶稣基督的时候，我们给耶稣基督什么呢？
And for this Christmas season, when you meet Jesus, what do you give him?
在这个圣诞的季节里面，当我们碰见耶稣基督的时候，我们会给他什么？
Because you see, the wise men were now part of something that was far greater than themselves.
我们可以看到这三个博士，他们在他们 进入了一个比他们自己伟大很多的一个伟大的故事。
When was the last time you saw a star in the sky hover over a house?
我们什么时候看到天上有颗星会停在一间屋子上面？
I've never seen such a thing and I can't even imagine that.
我从来没见过这件事情，我也不敢想象这件事情怎么发生。
And this guy is the savior of the world and he's the king of the universe.
而这个婴儿是全世界的救主，是全宇宙的王。
And you know what he's doing? You know what the baby is doing?
你知道孩子们在这个孩子在做什么吗？
喂，
他只不过是在那儿哭。
The baby is probably crying. Who are these strange people?
孩子看到博士的时候可能会被吓哭了。
All right. And you know what the wise men do?
那些博士们做什么呢？
They worship.
他们敬拜这位孩子。
Because that's what you do when you meet God. You worship.
这是我们当我们看到我们的上帝的时候所应该做的，我们敬拜我们的上帝。
And then you've been holding on to these gifts for 2 years. I mean, that's a long Christmas present right there. Here's your presents.
那些博士们把那些在路上带了两年的这个礼物给了耶稣。
And that's what the wise men are doing next.
这是那些博士们后面所做的。
And so,
把这些礼物给了耶稣基督。
And so they are presenting presents and they have no...idea what these presents really mean.
当他们把这些礼物给耶稣的时候，他们其实并不知道这些礼物会帮助或者是在神的国的整个计划中有什么作用。
How does it feel when you give somebody a present and they look at it and then they open it up and they take off all the ribbons and they say, oh, that's exactly what I needed.
当我们给我们的朋友礼物的时候，当他们把纸撕开的时候对你说，哇哦，这就是我正想要的，我们会有什么样的感觉？
These presents are exactly what Jesus and Joseph and Mary need.
而这些礼物正是我们的耶稣、玛丽和约瑟所需要的。
But the wise men don't know that right now.
但是那些博士们当时不知道。
The gold will probably be used to help them escape to Egypt.
而那些黄金可能会帮助他们，给他们做路费，当他们逃往埃及去时候所用的路费。
Because tragedy is about to occur.
因为一个很大的一个悲剧就要发生。
Herod is going to kill all the baby boys that are less than 2 years old in the area.
希律王会下令在那个地方把所有小于两岁的孩子，男孩去杀掉。
And they're going to need money to live in Egypt during that time.
所以他们需要让 Mary 和 Joseph 需要这些钱，当他们逃到埃及去的时候。
And then they have frankincense, and then they have myrrh.
他们给博士们同样也给了耶稣基督乳香和没药。
Do you know what myrrh was really used for back in those days?
我们知道不知道没药在那个时候到底用作什么吗？
For embalming people, for dead bodies.
就是在死人入葬的时候涂在死人身上用。
Jesus is going to need that kind of ointment when he is dead and buried.
所以耶稣基督在以后受死埋葬的时候也需要没药去抹在身上。
So these presents point to the future of the world and what will happen with Jesus as he proclaims the kingdom of God sweetly, like a perfume, and also what will happen when he is dead and buried.
所以这些乳香和没药其预示着耶稣基督在世上如何的去为我们死和埋葬。
So the wise men's lives are never going to be the same again.
而这些三个博士的生命也因着碰见耶稣基督而改变。
Joseph and Mary's lives are never going to be the same again.
耶稣玛丽和约瑟的生命也会有所不同，生活也会改变。
Everybody's life changes because of the Christmas story.
每一个人的生命都会因着这个圣诞节而改变。
And your life should change every year in some way because of the Christmas story, but you have to be willing to meet God and step out and take a risk.
对于我们来说，我们因着这个圣诞节的故事，因着这个婴儿为我们诞生，我们每一年都应该接受我们对于我们自己的挑战，来跟随耶稣基督，跟随上帝，使我们生命有所改变。
The supernatural thing for the wise men here is not only just meeting the baby Jesus, they know they have to go back another way. God warns them.
而更超自然的事情就是说，当这些博士看到耶稣基督以后。天使在梦中对他们说不要 走原路，要走一条另外一条路返回他们的家乡。
And so one of the things that we find out about Christmas is sometimes, for some people, it's not Christmas, it's crisis.
但是我们也同样知道，对于这个圣诞的季节，对于很多的人，并不是一个很快乐的日子，却是一个非常悲哀的日子。
Everybody's life has changed, but here is something I want you to think about.
每一个人的生命都因着圣诞节的故事而改变，但是我在这儿想跟大家分享。
Here's a part of the story you probably have not thought of before.
在今天我们可能会思想一些我们以前没有思想过的事情。
The wise men are a present to Jesus.
这些博士给了耶稣基督礼物。
But Jesus is a present to God.
但是耶稣基督是给上帝的一个礼物。
Now, this is important.Because what Jesus has done is he has humbled himself and he has given himself to God the Father as a baby, not knowing when some things are going to take place.
当耶稣基督在还是小孩子的时候，他就把自己给了上帝作为礼物。他自己那时候可能还不知道什么事情会发生在他的身上。
I can see it right now. The scene in heaven. Mankind needs an example of what God is like. He needs an example of what I'm like.
我们看到在地上需要有一个是你有一个我们如何去行的一个表率。
Father, here I am. This is my present to you. I am your son. I will become a baby so they can understand.
所以在天上耶稣基督对天父说父啊我顺从你的意思我会道成肉身到这个世界上来变成一个婴儿
Jesus knew everything He was there at the beginning of the creation of the world And now in Matthew 24 He says I don't even know when I'm supposed to return Of that time only the Father in heaven knows
在耶稣基督因为从创世以先就与神在一起所以他知道所有的事情，但是有一件事他不知道，就是他不知道他什么时候会再回来。
So Jesus is God's present to him and to us.
所以耶稣基督是给上帝的一个礼物，同样也是上帝给我们的一个礼物。
And so he expects us to be a present to somebody else.
所以上帝希望我们也成为别人的礼物。
This Christmas season, you can be a part of something special, far greater than yourselves.
在这个圣诞的季节里面，我们可以成为一个远超过我们自己的一个伟大的计划的一部分。
There are people out there who are in crisis, like the people in Newtown, Connecticut, who are not going to have a Merry Christmas.
我们在这个世界上有很多在这个圣诞节的这个时候有很多的苦难的人，就像是在 New Haven 这个小镇上那些二十几位孩子的父母一样，他们不会有一个快乐的圣诞节。
On the same day that this tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut occurred, children in elementary school were stabbed by a madman in China.
而同时在同一天这件事情发生的时候，在中国有一个幼儿园的孩子们同样被一个疯子用刀伤害了很多。
They're not going to have a very Merry Christmas.
而这些孩子和他们的父母和亲人同样也不会有一个快乐的圣诞节在今年。
And so...Despite the fact that there are King Herods out there killing babies during Christmas time,
虽然希律王在那个圣诞节的那一段时间里面杀了许多的两岁以下的孩子
God expects us to present ourselves as a present to other people in love and service and let them know that He is still doing something special.
神依然让希望我们成为别人的祝福，成为别人的礼物。
I'm going to be closing today with a special story I share every year about something that happened at Christmas time and during World War I.
我在最后跟大家分享一个故事，这是在发生在二战的时候一个圣诞节的故事。
It is a remarkable story about the way people's lives were changed when they realized they were part of something much bigger than themselves.
这是一个非常感人的故事，在那个时候，当人们发现自己是在一个计划远超过自己的一个计划当中的时候，他们的生命和心是如何的改变。
It's from the book Silent Night.
这是从一个一本书叫做《平安夜》这本书里面。
This is in the year 1914.
这是发生在1914年。
The Germans were firing at the British and the French right across the enemy lines.
在那个时候正好在第一次世界大战的时候，所以德国跟英法联军正好在这个打仗。
And the British and the French were firing back.
他们就在这个战壕里面互相的开枪射击。
It was a fierce battle.
非常非常激烈的一场战斗。
And then someone on the German side realizes, oh my gosh.We're at war, and it's Christmas.
突然间，在德国阵营里面，有些人突然想到，哇，今天其实是圣诞节。
And so, you know what they did?
大家知道他们做了什么吗？
They put up a little Christmas tree just above the trench with a little candle on it.
他们就在战壕上面放了一个圣诞节的树。
And the people over there were shocked. They thought, "Is this a new target?"
大家那个时候英法那边就看到，哎，那边出了一个树，是不是新的这个射击的目标
？And then they heard something else.
他们听见其他的一些声音。
They heard them singing Christmas songs like we were singing this morning.
他们听见圣诞节的歌声。
And so they're saying to themselves, "Is this some sort of new Christmas strategy?"
或者说他们那些敌对双方说，就说这是不是圣诞节大家弄的一些诡计，或者是军事策略
？So they decided we're going to sing songs too.
所以他们也说，我们也唱我们的圣诞歌。
So then they started singing Christmas songs.
所以德国人和英国人和法国人都一起在唱圣诞的歌。
And then suddenly somebody put a sign up that said, "You no fight, we no fight."
所以在有一方就打出来一个标语说，你们不开枪，我们也不开枪。
And then they said, "Oh, this is definitely a trick."
他说，这真肯定是一个诡计。
And then the most amazing thing happened. One of the Germans got out of the trench and walked out right in front of the enemy lines.
一个奇妙的事情就是一个德国人比较勇敢一点，去从他的战壕里面出来，直接就走向了英法联军的这个阵地。
So you know what they did?
他们做什么呢？
They fired at him.
那些英法军哦，当然就是对那个德国人开枪。
They said, "This is definitely a trick."
他说这当然是。
But this guy decided, you know what? It's Christmas time. I'm going to take the risk.
而这个德国人他说这是在圣诞节，所以我愿意冒这个险。
So he stayed out there.
所以他没有跳回到战壕，他就站在那。
And then another German went out there.
另外一个德国人跑上去跟他在一起。
And then finally, an Englishman and a Frenchman went out there.
而这些英法联军最后也停止射击，他们也跑出了战壕。
And they propose a Christmas truce.
所以他们互相提出了圣诞节这个停火协议。
And so they met in the middle, and they decided the first thing they were going to do on both sides is they were going to bury their dead.
所以他们就到了中间的这个无人区交战的地方。第一件事他们要做的就是把这些阵亡的这些战士的尸体先掩埋了。
Then they decided they're going to exchange gifts.
然后他们决定去互相的去交换礼物。
And so it wasn't like iPads or anything like that.
不会有 iPad.
It was like chocolate and cognac.
所以就是一些糖果和巧克力。
This actually happened.
就发生在当时的战场上面。
And then the most amazing thing in all of history happened.
那时候就是一个历史来最奇妙的事情发生。
They took the guns that they were using to shoot at each other.And they exchanged the guns.
他们那时候可能因为礼物不够，所以他们就把枪当作礼物互相来交换。
And do you know what they exchanged them for?
他们换什么呢？
They exchanged them for soccer balls.
他们把枪用来换那些足球。
On the battlefield, these guys are playing soccer.
所以他们把枪丢下来，然后一起来踢足球。
Now, how do you think the generals felt?
你大家想想那些当官的会怎么想
Shoot that man
把那个人给枪毙掉
Forget about the soccer ball
忘掉这些足球
But they refused
但是他不愿意遵守这样的命令
I mean they were in a war after all They were supposed to fight right
他们在战争当中所以他们应该去互相的射击
But for that Christmas season The soldiers realized they were part of something far greater than themselves
然而就在那个圣诞节那些士兵们意识到在这个时候其实有比他们更伟大的事情在发生
In Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4 You know what it says
在以赛亚书第二章第四节
The Bible says You know I'm going to do something new here That's what God says in Isaiah a little bit later But in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4 It says they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
在那个时候，神要做更新的事情，就是他们要把刀，要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
这国也不举刀攻打那国，他们也不再学习战士。
So for a few precious moments in history, God gave man a vision of what the future would be like when there was no more war.
在历史上有一个很短暂、很少有的一点点时间里面，上帝给了我们未来的一个意象。
For that moment in time, there was peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
就在那个时候，世上有了平安。有了上帝的祝福。
Now you are involved during this Christmas season in a spiritual war.
我们在这个圣诞节节期同样也参与了这个属灵上的征战。
But you can cause the same thing to happen to somebody else's life who is in crisis this Christmas.
同样，我们也可以帮助那些在困难当中的人，让他们生命当中有一个同样的改变。
The wise men were part of a story that was far bigger than themselves.
这些三个博士参与了远比他们伟大的一个事情。
The soldiers in World War I were part of a story far bigger than themselves.
而在一战的这些士兵们，同样他们也参与了在这个比他们更伟大的这个故事当中。
What I'm asking you to do this Christmas is to take a risk and be part of a story far bigger than yourselves.
所以我给大家在这个圣诞节的挑战就是大家能够
More suicides occur during Christmas time than almost any other time of the year.
使大家能够参与比自己更伟大的一件事情。在圣诞节的时候大家知道有更多的自杀发生。
Someone out there needs to know they don't have to be angry.
在外面其他的人应该知道他们不需要愤怒。
They don't have to be afraid.
他们也不需要害怕。
They don't have to be depressed.
他们不需要depressed.
Because
忧郁。
Depressed? Depressed.
Yeah.
Depressed, yeah. They don't have to be sad.
他们不需要很悲伤。
They can enjoy life the way God always intended, regardless of the challenges they face.
不管如何有多少苦难，他们应该可以享受神给他们预定的生活。
But only if you're willing to take a Christmas journey and take the risk.
但是需要我们去接受这个挑战，去冒险，去向他们传福音，告诉他们圣诞节的故事。
Be a part of God's Christmas story. And that's what I want you to share this Christmas.
成为上帝圣诞节故事的一部分。
May God richly bless you and your families this Christmas season.
愿上帝大大的祝福你们和你们的家庭。
圣诞快乐！
圣诞快乐 ！Merry Christmas！
Okay. Let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we're so grateful for the gift that you've given us of a baby boy who would be the savior of the world.
亲爱的上帝，亲爱的天父，我们如此的感谢你，在给了我们这么一个礼物，耶稣基督道成肉身，成为婴儿，成为我们的救赎主。
He was a present to you, and he's a present to us.
他是给你的一个礼物，也是你给我们的一个礼物。
Help us to be a present to somebody else who needs to know about you and this story during this Christmas season.
帮助我们成为别人的礼物，让他们知道你的故事。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.